Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Welcome to JumboCast Radio on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Owen Finnegan. I'm joined alongside Jared Davis, bringing you your weekly hour of tough sports news, toughs and beyond, I should say. Jared, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming. Before we get started, I just want to mention the WMFO Live Day here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, not too far away. Tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., just your average working day. WMFO is going to host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9 bands and musicians. Please tune in to WMFO, that's 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. Got a lot of great bands coming in, so that's Saturday, May 4th. Be sure to tune in. Now, back to the show. Jared, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, it's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Weather's nice out here.
Beautiful.
Having some nice baseball, softball games here at Tufts.
That's right.
It's always been good. A little windy today.
I know.
Got blown over walking on campus, but I'm feeling good.
Feeling good? Talking to the mic a little bit closer.
All right.
Or you can pull it towards you. We have these extendable mics.
True. They're nice and extendable.
So I'm sure everybody at home is wondering about the status of the Colby Tufts game. Jerry, I don't know if you saw my stat about Colby this morning. Did you?
0-13 in NESCAC combined between the baseball and the softball. Yeah.
Yeah, not a single win. So do you want to guess the score of the game right now? It's the bottom of the fourth.
I'm going for a nice 6-0.
Oh, close.
They got a run.
It's actually 9-1.
They got a run. I knew they could get a run. I could just sell
it. They snuck one in there.
I feel like they had that capacity today. You know, our pitcher, the wind was in her hair. You know, she was worried about her appearance a little bit. So, you know, she let one slip. But I think we'll be happy with a 9-1 in the bottom of the fourth or whatever it is.
I think this is the first JumboCast show that has been concurrent to a JumboCast broadcast as well.
Holy
moly. Pretty exciting. Scuff Tufts had a 5-run first inning, a 2-run second inning, a 2-run third inning. So this will probably be done by the end of next inning because of that 5-run slaughter rule.
It's only five?
Yeah, if you're up 8 at the end of 5 innings, the game's donezo.
Oh, so 5, the 5th inning, up 8.
Yeah, you have to be up.
5 is a little bit like...
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
I wish they had that in baseball because last week I did the game against Bowden. And we creamed them 16-0, which was great. But about the 4th inning, I was ready to freaking jump off the press box.
Yeah, we... I did the game... It was, oh my God, who'd they play? It was Tufts Middlebury or something like that. There wasn't a slaughter rule, but the game just went 4 hours. So
yikes.
Softball is so much better from a broadcasting standpoint. I love both teams, I'll say it. But softball is a little bit easier to broadcast. So.
I get you.
In related news, we'll have to maybe end the show a couple minutes early today because I got to dip and do the softball broadcast, which is slated to start at 3 o'clock, but... We'll probably start a little bit earlier, seeing as this game is probably going to be over in the span of one inning.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll keep you updated on the status of it. Have you done any softball games this season, or are you just
I have
doing
not
baseball?
Been able to do any softball. I was signed up for this week, but the little change in schedule.
Yeah, the one of many changes in the sketches so far this this spring season. Snow and rain and wind and all this jazz.
All that stuff I've never heard of before, yeah.
Being from L.A., does it even rain there?
Not really. Yeah, my dad, I was talking to him, he goes, it's called dew in L.A. It's not really rain.
Yeah.
No, and I'm like, all right, if that's what you say, dew, you know, it's doing right now. What you doing? I don't know.
So... It's pretty much thrown our schedule out the window, and it's been impossible to schedule games.
Been real tough.
Regardless of the schedule changes, both teams doing quite strongly, both at the top of their respective NESCAC conferences, at the NESCAC East, both having sole possession of first place. Baseball 5-1 in the conference, with the one loss, interestingly enough, coming against the one conference loss coming against Middlebury, who we usually beat. But... Regardless, 19-5 overall baseball is done with all their home games. They have a game at 4 o'clock against Colby. And guess what, Jared? You won't believe it, but their two Saturday games against Colby got postponed because of rain.
Oh, my goodness. When are those taking place? You think they're not taking place? Someday?
I don't think they're going to take
place.
They're
not going to happen.
Chalk them up
to wins for Tufts because they're going to win no matter what.
I know. I wish you could do that. Colby hasn't freaking won a single game. Softball, no slouch themselves. They, like I mentioned, are first place in the NESCAC East. 8-2 in the conference, 23-6 overall. So playoff berth looking more than likely as Colby is the last NESCAC opponents they're going to face.
Nice.
Looking like some baseball playoffs. Although, of course, we, JumboCast, do not cover those sports.
When do the playoffs take place?
After
school ends?
So their last regular season game is April 28th.
So maybe playoffs like first week.
It's usually for them.
They got like finals.
I know. Yeah,
too.
It's always really hard for them. And often, what's weird is when baseball or softball go deep into playoffs, they'll have to have their own graduation because they'll have games during their regularly scheduled graduation.
That's rough.
So being a spring athlete is it's a big ask. Yeah.
But I mean, like having like baseball graduation sounds kind of badass.
Yeah, there's always funny photos of it and stuff.
Like bring their baseball bats to the.
Plus, like graduation's kind of boring, isn't it?
I feel like it's gotta.
Wouldn't you rather play in a playoff baseball game?
Not if it's 16-0.
That's fair.
It depends. I mean, playoffs should be a little more competitive, I hope, but you never know. One team could just be that much more dominant. The pitching's been great for Tufts.
Yes, on both sides. On both sports. Yeah.
This season, yeah.
Softball is weird. They have like 3 pitchers on the entire roster.
Yeah, you don't need that many.
It's insane.
It's also, I think, a lot easier motion on the arm.
Yeah.
Like back-to-back days isn't as much of a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to one of the pitchers, and they were like, yeah, I can just throw all day. Like, it's not that big of a strain. I was like, geez.
I mean,
it's
definitely not as much as a strain, but I feel like it's got to be a little bit. Like, your arm's not really meant to, like, do that, is it?
Let's see who's pitching today. If it's Van Meter, I'll take a look at the stats because I don't know who's pitching today. But let me turn my headphones up first. So pitching for Tufts today was Jillian O'Connor. Has she pitched the whole game? Yeah. So Lucy Cunningham pitched one inning. Oh wait, no, that is. So Jillian O'Connor has pitched the whole game thus far. She's actually not a usual starter, but the ace for Tufts, so to speak, is Kirsten Van Meter, and she has pitched both games of a doubleheader several times so far this season.
Wow.
Which is insane.
That is pretty insane.
Whereas, like, the baseball team is constantly switching out pitchers,
yeah,
and the games take 4 hours long.
Yeah. Definitely.
But yeah, pitching's been good for baseball's had a couple of weird close calls. Like, we barely beat we barely beat Keene State. We lost to Roger Williams. We barely beat Bowdoin in the first game, who, yeah, by the way, had not won a game all season until they played, guess who? Colby. And got their first 3 wins of the season.
Dang.
So some weird mojo, I think, on the baseball side. I mean, they're still first place in the NESCAC East, but have a couple weird games. Yeah,
yeah, they've been some tight ones late on, which is exciting.
Yeah,
to call, you know, like I called a recent game where it was a walk-off.
Yeah, did you get the walk-off
bunt?
Yeah,
that, like, an air thrown to first. It goes
I was directing that game, right?
Yeah, it was awful. Like, how bad a defense can you be? Like, just hold on to the ball, let your pitcher get out of it, and we go to extras or something. But nah, we're going to let him bunt and, like, get home off of the bunt. It was wild.
That Bowdoin first baseman got cracked, too.
He did.
Do you remember that?
I sit behind Kyle Cortez in organic chemistry, and I just
was
like,
he the guy that,
yeah,
that made the hit.
Yeah. I wanted to say something, but I didn't actually like hit him up. But maybe
you
next
should.
Class would be like, dude.
I'm just glad both
the football
yeah,
team.
I'm just glad both of them were okay because it was for it was like it was an absolute.
It was a fair play though. The guy's standing right on the base in his way. What's he gonna do besides assert his dominance? Take him out.
I know. You're right.
I liked it. I
would
want to be the second baseman though. The second baseman was gonna be probably hurting after that one.
Yeah.
He took it like a champ.
Yeah, they got back up and they apologized to each other, but that'll be a good highlight for the highlight reel.
It'd be great. Roll bows.
Yeah, seriously.
Nice.
Do you have lacrosse in California?
We do. It's not super popular.
Really?
It's more of like the preppy kids that go to this little private school might play a little bit of lacrosse. Other than that, it's like, no one's really just going to be like, hey, man, I'm in a lacrosse league. Like,
yeah.
Nah.
Just not very heard of. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, like, you guys, like, really don't have beach volleyball or, like, men's volleyball out here either.
No,
but, like,
yeah,
that's really big on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that when we do the volleyball games in the fall, it's, like, at least 80% of the team from on both sides is from California.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even an exaggeration. Like, it's probably 80%.
You're probably right. Yeah. It's a fun time, you know, you're hanging at the beach.
You ever play volleyball?
Yeah.
I
play at the beach every once in a while. It's fun, you know, you're there, you're like, I love being at the beach, so how can I extend my time at the beach? You just bring a volleyball, the nets are there. There's always someone who wants to play, and you know, you're just
California is just
hanging.
like a foreign land to me. Like, I can't even conceptualize what California is.
I feel like it's not
like
that crazy. It's just like, we like to kind of push it to like the stereotype, like, yeah, you want to,
oh, yeah,
it's a pretty good stereotype, so we're gonna embellish it a little bit, like, yeah, I'm from California, I like to play volleyball, yeah, I surf, you know.
So is baseball big? Because I know a lot of the
baseball is huge.
Really?
I mean, the Giants are pretty great.
Yeah,
I hate
that's
the Giants,
true. Yeah,
but like, they were great, pretty great. They've won pretty a few World Series recently. The Dodgers probably,
yeah,
one of the most followed teams in baseball.
So like the high school level is
I mean,
popular.
The high school level, you get a lot of talent. Like, a lot of great players come out of high school places in down in Southern California, even a little bit in NorCal.
Yeah.
Some good players coming there. So yeah, the talent from in high school is pretty good. I feel like it's just an athletic, you know, state. Is the weather's always nice, people are outdoors enjoying life. Just loving it, you know. There's also that like health hipster,
yeah,
foodie craze, whatever.
It yeah,
is, you
true,
know,
true.
Kale smoothie type of stuff. So I don't know if that's helping or hurting us, but yeah,
yeah,
that's what we about.
But considering we are on the East Coast, we do have to talk about the Tufts lacrosse teams, who unfortunately we don't cover. But we're gonna take brief break for a song, and when we get back, we're going to talk about lacrosse. So thank you all for joining us. This is JomoCast Radio, a 91.5 WMFO, and stay tuned. Welcome back to JumboCast Radio. My name is Owen. I'm joined alongside by Jarrett Davis. Just heard Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones playing us into our next topic. We were briefly talking about some Shakespeare. So, are you a Shakespeare fan yourself?
A little bit, yeah. I haven't got to read as much as I'd like, but the little bit I have read, I enjoy. You know, a little Macbeth was pretty sick.
Yeah, Macbeth's pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
I dug on that one.
Yeah.
Tempest as a... as a young child, I dug with.
Tempest isn't bad.
It's not bad.
Tempest isn't bad, yeah.
And then I guess I've...
Actually, Tempest is probably one of my favorite ones.
It's nice.
Ones.
It's, yeah. it's a lot more, like, vivid imagery and moves a little quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I dig on. I wish I could read a little bit more. But, yeah, you know, I got time. I'll get old eventually. Slow down. Read some slow.
We all do. Yeah. So, anyways, as we teased before, I'm getting better at those teasers, by the way.
Ooh.
We have two very successful lacrosse teams, and just to update on the softball game, Tufts has won 13-1.
Mercy, mercy me.
Duration of the game was an hour and 15 minutes.
Nice.
So it is currently 2:21, and we're going to have to get down to the field pretty soon, so we'll probably talk for 5 or 6 minutes on lacrosse, and then we'll have to call the show a little bit early. Jarrett, you're just going to go about with your day because I don't think you're working this game.
No, I'm not working the softball game. I was like the odd man out, but it's cool. I got some work to do. You know?
Yeah, sorry, Jarrett.
I can brush up on my.
Hey,
laps.
You can always come.
I can always come support the
team.
I can maybe say a little hey, maybe do some reading while I watch the game.
Yeah,
you know?
Why not?
Yeah, I could be down. I don't know if I'm really get down for a 13-1 score
route. Yeah,
but yeah, you know, softball's always fun.
So we'll talk briefly about the two lacrosse teams before we go. As Jarrett was talking about before we went on air, they have pulled quite the crowd. At,
yeah.
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 It's like you can hear them
sound
from
machines.
Yeah, things. It's crazy.
The whoops, everything. Like, and they get excited before they're about to score.
Right.
And I mean, lacrosse is pretty predictable. You get in the hands of one of your better scorers, he gets pretty close, like... all he's got to really do is beat the keeper, and, like, the keeper's at a disadvantage. But, like, the crowd, they start to cheer within, like, 3 seconds of him winding up, and then he whips it into the net, and the crowd goes crazy.
Yeah,
but it's
crazy,
like,
yeah.
It's wild. Like, I mean, it's kind of like soccer, too. I'm a big soccer fan. I've always been a soccer player, and, like, when that player gets his opportunity right in front of the box, he's open, you see he's about to shoot, the whole crowd
kind of holds
their breath, and then, oh no.
Crowd's been cheering a lot for the women's team this year, as they are 13-0, two games away from a perfect season. Sort of the poetic win this season was against Amherst. It was the Tufts senior day, and they beat Amherst by 2 goals. It was back and forth all game. Amherst, one of the better women's teams in the NESCAC. The reason why it's so poetic is that... Tufts actually had their only loss last season against Amherst in Amherst for Amherst's senior day. So, weird how that works. But they won 14-12. They just beat Bates on Tuesday 19-5. And then a game on Saturday and a game on Wednesday against Middlebury and Bowdoin, and working on a perfect season. Pretty much the whole NESCAC first team is like the Tufts like starting lineup. It's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
So the women's lacrosse team has been doing extremely well. Again, we do not cover them this spring, maybe next spring. And then men lacrosse is much of the same story. I think only one loss in the season. They are 12-1 with their one loss coming to Wesleyan, a 10-9 game in Wesleyan's favor in Connecticut.
That's close.
I mean, Wesleyan is like the second best team, or the best team in the NESCAC record wise, and Tufts men is the second best team in the NESCAC record wise. So it was a tough loss.
Yeah.
But once again, working on a almost perfect season. They'll hopefully wrap up 14-1 as they have a game at Middlebury and Bowdoin. They haven't lost the game at home yet, which is interesting, and of course neither have the women. So we're looking at really successful spring programs throughout Tufts, which is pretty awesome. I don't know. We don't watch the lacrosse game. I mean, like, I've watched one or two of the women's games, but we don't cover them, so it's hard to have that depth of knowledge. But it could be four teams in the playoffs, softball, both lacrosse teams, and baseball. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
But we don't cover the playoffs.
You're here still over summer. You're not going to...
Yeah, maybe, you know, do a little one-man crew. Who knows?
I was actually kind of doing that similar type of thing during the 16-0 route. You know, my fellow commentator had to go to the bathroom, so I'm sitting there. We're missing one guy, so I'm on the camera. I'm commentating.
Yeah, that's right.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's doable.
You could do it, right. Yeah, you could do it. Like, it's not totally out of the question.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd be cool. But yeah, that's the story with the lacrosse teams.
Killing it.
I don't know much about the other spring teams. I guess we can give a brief recap. I wonder how the golf team is doing.
I've seen some people carrying around their golf clubs here and there. You know, they got their golf glove. I don't really know where they go golfing, but you know, it's been a good good little period for golf. Tiger just won the Masters.
That's right. That's a good point.
So you know, maybe that golf vibe is on the move. It's going up.
I don't really know how golf works.
I mean,
like team golf.
Yeah, it's strange.
But it says, in April 5th, they tied for third down in Warwick, Rhode Island. In April 6th, they tied for second, also in Warwick, Rhode Island. So they do a lot of Rhode Island golfing.
Okay.
On the 13th, they tied for sixth in Cranston, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's the golf town.
And on the 14th, they were 7th of 20, also in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I guess we don't really have like a home.
I feel like it's probably
home
like
court?
Cumulative or like...
I honestly don't
know. All I know is you want to hit the least amount of shots.
The least amount of shots.
Get it in the hole.
Are there other spring sports? Tennis?
Tennis. Tennis is sick. I play a little
You're a tennis guy, right?
Yeah.
You're a tennis guy.
I play a little tennis. I dig it.
5 and 7? Not terrible.
I understand how team tennis works a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. It's wild. You have to win more matches.
Oh, okay. That makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah. So you can kind of rotate, like... who plays doubles, who plays, like, which pairing.
Gotcha.
So, like, if your best guy is going to play their best guy, well, like, you know, that kind of messes with the strategy, whereas, like, you can get an automatic win if you put your best guy against, like, their third guy.
Yep.
So it's a little interesting strategy. It's a long day. I remember in high school, I'd be, like, running track, and my homies would be there having a tennis tournament. I'm going, what are you guys, you're just, like, sitting around, you brought your umbrellas, like, yeah, I played my game, I'm done, dude.
Yeah, it's like, right. It's like, what? I'm just chilling for the next couple hours.
I want to see if we win. It's like, but you won. No.
Anyways, we just got a message from the crew that we got to be over at the softball field. So, sorry for the abbreviated show, but it is what it is. You know, that's life. So, going to put on automation for the rest of the show, but thank you all for joining us. This is 91.5 WMFO. This is JumboCast Radio. Tune in next week for my music show, and maybe in 2 weeks we'll have another JumboCast Radio show to be determined, but I'm Owen.
Jared Davis here.
And thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful weekend.
asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. baby, see if his feeling that is really gone. I know I can't keep dreaming on.
Cheesecake for dinner, steak for dessert. I'm finally awake, no more faking it, honey. Even if it means I'll get hurt. I met myself the other day when I was hanging out with you. Dancing in the rain with my hair freshly done. We both knew it made no sense to be carrying on this way, but it felt so good to let the water wash our masks away. Myself the other day when I was hanging out with you. So surprised to love the woman I had become. I just knew it made no sense to be carrying on this way, but it felt so good to let the truth wash
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
You were ready for the desecration.
helper who loves to live. You got so much advice to give. The phone sipper who lunks at night. Kings to the left, squares to the right. With love so dull, searching for a third, that's what I heard. A thousand different shapes, all those multiple takes, how the heavy heart aches. Yes, it is. Yeah. And there's a look in your eye, come on, give us a try. I can't get a rise out of you. Cast a spell, can't you tell, can't you tell? It's all science fiction, baby. Now you're casting your doubts, yeah, you're practicing past. The ends become ours. Hey, come out! I said come out. Hey, come out! And there's a look in your eye. Come on, give us a try. I can't get a rise out of you. Can't talk one-on-one anymore. Can barely talk to a crowd. Still step up to the microphone, pontificating.
Uh-huh. tube and tire.